Hold on. What do you think of the hat? I hope he's like the hat. Right. We're just getting ready. We're getting geared up for the stop the genocide. Stop the genocide agenda. All right. Sun. Sun's rising, waking humanity from their sleep. The light into their dark. All right. They must be absolutely spinning. I've got them spinning. I've got them spinning. I've got the trolls coming out from all over. I've got the... You've got no idea the trouble I've got. Absolutely fantastic. So, in the money yesterday, they're talking about smart meters. Now, you've got to remember, I've got the documents. I've just had a BBC disinformation character follow me on Twitter. I had to open up a Twitter account, a new one. Obviously, just to see if Elon Musk gonna shut us out again, yeah? Because I can be pretty brutal. So anyway, I post up a number of images of, man-made climate change technologies. Some of the patents, some of the equipment, and some of the pictures, all right? Because obviously, the BBC are concerned about this disinformation about the climate, you know? Man-made climate change, yeah. Well, I've just sent them all the weather modification tools that the defence industry used to manage the weather. Full control by 2025, by the way. So you see that climate change meeting that they had. What was it for? You can't tell me that those leaders, so-called leaders, right? You can't tell me those so-called leaders are not at that meeting. They don't know that the climate's been controlled. Like the fires in Australia. Well, everybody knows that. A guy sent us a fantastic picture from Buenos Aires. And you can actually see the electron image, the electron radiation image, the magnetic field image, right, in the satellite imagery. It's absolutely damning. Where they're tracking, where they're creating the rain pattern, it's fantastic evidence. Sent us to us on Twitter. So we've got all that. So why are they the climate change? Why are they there? They're planning your extermination. Of course, a load of bother with that, by the way. They do not like people thinking that this is a mass murder, mass extermination event. That's why they didn't like the magnets, you see. The magneteers, they didn't like that. They rallied against that. These distasteful characters didn't like people testing people magnets. See, we already knew what the plan was, by the way, going back early on, right? And like I said, I'm not a clairvoyant. What I am, I study the science. I study the defence industry, the weapons programmes, so I understand where it all came from, how DARPA, DOD, how the defence contracts went, and where this kit came from. So it's easy to see. You only have to read the patents, the vaccine patents, to see what's actually in them. Okay? So we had a good idea about how they were going to commit this extermination. So, that's how we know what we're talking about. Now, it's really important, right? We've got to stop the genocide. And we do definitely have a few years for them to try and run this thing. See, they're coming back with that digital passport. It's just to murder you. They want to exterminate you. Remember, everything they do is a lie. Now, the thing that's really kicked them off a bit is the fact that your judge in the Queen's Bench Division, right, stated that the environmental health impact analysis should have been done for a mast, and it wasn't, and therefore it was unlawful, and that mast had to be removed. Right, it was nearly a year ago, consequently, the appeal time, dates, etc. have now lapsed. So consequently, we are now confident that that can be used, all of the 5G masts that have been installed, it was a 5G mast, by the way, all 5G masts, right, across the country that are popping up all over, none of your councils are carrying out an environmental impact analysis. That means that they're unlawfully sited. That means that we can challenge them, and that means we can get them removed, okay? That means they're being sited illegally. Now, this video got put out by a few people, and it's caused a massive stir. But great, because it helps to identify the trolls in your organisations, or basically just the neckheads. I mean, they might be good people, really, but they're just a bit thick. They might just be a bit dim, okay? Negative, negative about everything. Oh, we're never going to win. I never pick a fight if I'm not going to win it. Believe us, all right? I'm here to win. We're here to win this. And we do win it, all right? You only have to read Revelation, and it tells you, we win. They lose, we win. And you can see what's happening. Every institution's falling to bits. You can see what's happening in America. You can see about the congressional hearings, the laptop and all the rest of it. It's all starting to get quite funny, really, when you realise what's really going on. Now, let's go back to the extermination. In the money, it was on about the smart meters. Now, we know that Ed Miliband, see, Eddie Miliband is obviously into this fisting, yeah? So what he wanted to do, right, he wanted to fist you that hard, right, because he was the guy that brought these smart meters in. Now, it all sounds quite good on the face of it, but in reality, it's about control. So they can switch your power off, they can change the tariff, they can set fire to the appliances in your home, they can monitor the appliances in your home, but they can also backhaul and make you sick and die. Oh, by the way, sterilising your children, that's genocide. So if anybody was to come and put one of those smart meters in my home, right, believe you me, I would be fighting for my life. Because not only do they sterilise you, they cause neurological disorders, anxiety, depression, and you could end up getting cancer and dying. It's an assault. They're uninsurable for harm, right? How they're bringing them into people's homes, I'm not really sure. Because all of this smart, secret militarised armaments and residential technology kit emits microwave radiation, which the EU STOR report 2021 confirms sterilises. That causes a biological effect to sterilise you, sterilise your kids. Do you really want all that smart radiation kicking around in your home to sterilise your children so they can't have children? Do you really want that? Well, that's what the globalists want, all right? They've been planning your extermination for years, and this is where it comes. So, if you need help to remove them, you need to understand what's going on here. It's like the freedom information request to be sent to your council. It's extremely important that you get it into your council about the 5G mask. Now, we've just updated it a little bit because there's a lady in Teesside where she sent it, and the councillor basically said, it's got nothing to do with us, you have to speak to the installer. Well, they allowed the planning and they allowed the sighting of that equipment on public land that they are custodian of, yeah? That means under the Telecommunications Act, they're responsible, okay? So they are responsible, and we have a nice little letter before claim ready to go after we get the details. We're also asking them the mortality, the all-cause mortality data from 2019 to 2020, 2021 and 2022, because we're going to show that they're planning your murder, and that murder is happening now due to their reckless allowing of this technology to be installed in your areas in breach of the 2012 Social Care Act, as well as the European Telecommunications Act that states that they have to carry out an environmental impact analysis, and haven't. And haven't for a reason, because if they had it done, they wouldn't be allowed to cite it. So get the FOI from info at, we've just updated it, okay? So if you haven't sent it off already, don't worry, because the one that you've sent is teethful enough, it's got enough teeth in it. This one is just to boil down a little bit more, because you know the slippery characters you've got in your council. Well, when people find out that they're trying to murder you, they're planning your extermination, net zero they call it. Net zero, they all had a meeting in just the other day, right, with Santa Claus and his globalist pals, right, about the depopulation and how they're going to carry it out using this net zero climate action, climate whatever bullshit, while all the while they're controlling the climate. Unbelievable, isn't it? And guess what? We've got all the data. We've got them. We've got everything we need to prosecute these criminals within the courts. Let's get them in there. A lot of these counts, you know, they're just thick. A lot of the councils are just thick. Unfortunately, a lot of people walking around with masks on are really thick, right? But unfortunately, those that took that shot, you're not going to last much longer. That 5G network is specifically designed to target acquire you and eliminate you whenever these globalists push the button, or the AI system pushes the button. So anyway, hope you like the hat, everybody. Right? We'll be getting these for the summer. Look quite canny, don't they? I'll be, white hats. Speak to you soon, everybody. Sun is rising.